This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This program contains mature content and may not be suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
Yawning this morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Wednesday, the 9th of February, 2022, and you are on the clock with Erin Green. On the clock, we engage organizations, institutions, social and cultural leaders, and ordinary people to better understand the impact of public policy, private sector development, and emerging social and consumer trends. On the clock, we have conversations that help us understand and navigate a rapidly changing Bahamas. Well, good morning, Bahamas. I have a wonderful slate of guests in studio this morning. I feel as though we are going to have a bit of an adult conversation this morning. So if you are at home homeschooling and you have the radio on, pay attention to what your child may be listening to in our conversation. It's not rude conversation, it's not profane, it's a necessary conversation. The truth is, you should be having this conversation with your young people and children in your home with age-appropriate terms and ideas. However, we're having a bit of a public conversation this morning with members of the Bahamas Sexual Health and Rights Association. But before that, Mr. Kino Wong, chairman of the National Neighborhood Watch Council, will be joining us to tell us briefly about the domestic violence symposium that's taking place today and that was on that took place last night. It's a virtual symposium. And then I want to talk to you all about some things in the news and on the street. So first of all, the most important news is Yesterday I went out into the bush and I identified a third winter mango tree. And I even saw the evidence that it produced mangoes this winter. I'm going to BNT. I go into the Government Institute for Agricultural Research and Knowledge, and I'm documenting this. Winter mangoes still survive in the Bahamas. Second most important note for the day, tamarind on the tree. Somebody had one blowout tamarind ball sale. Oh, wow. And they say, oh, all the tamarind gone for the season. And I laugh. I love my Bahamian entrepreneurs. Mm-hmm. They could swing your buddy. Say, tamarind gone for the season. Tamarind on the tree right now. Mm-hmm. So my Rasta man, my brethren who has picked tamarind, now is your time to shine. Trust me. The people them want the tamarind ball so bad. Get up in those trees. But it's important because if you don't pick the tamarind, it can stay on the tree until it rot and fall off. See, sometimes we don't pay attention to these fruit trees like they're living beings, right? Because they don't talk, they can't buy you lunch, they don't buy you a birthday gift. We don't really pay attention. But tamarind trees and coconut trees are similar, right? They, like all trees, they get pregnant. They produce fruit, but you have to get the fruit off the tree. If you don't clean your coconut tree regularly, you're going to damage your tree. And you're going to damage the fruit on the tree. So when you see scarring on your coconuts and you don't get those pretty, pretty coconuts, that's because you left the coconuts up there, bunch up together too long. The tamarind will sit on the tree and get moldy. If your tamarind tree is big and bushy, you need to come in and trim it out and thin it out so the sun could get through and dry the tamarind when it rained. These are all important things. Not the most important things. I kid. They're not the most important things. Yesterday, I had a bit of a rant. In retrospect, I realized it was a bit of a rant, right? I was saying to the police, dear Royal Bahamas Police Force, please stop leaving us, right? Leaving us in the hands of these people who drive car like Matchbox. These people who buy their car from Japan and never had to talk to a bank manager. See, talking to a bank manager is like asking your Grammy if you could borrow her car on a Saturday and you know she got to go to church for 5 a.m. to prepare the church hall so you can't come back from the place late with the sauce because she could smell the sauce in her car when she get in at 6 a.m. That's what it's like. So if you don't have a bank manager, you'd be out there cutting movies in your car, right? Anyway, I want to say to the Royal Bahamas Police Force, I hope I didn't come off as if I was ranting yesterday. This is what I should have said. Dear Ministry of National Security, Office of the Prime Minister, please ensure that the Royal Bahamas Police Force and the Commissioner of Police have, at all times, all of the resources they need to do their job. Please give them the space to control policy directives so that they can direct resources where they need to be. Because we on these streets getting bruised up by these people in their small car bouncing us up and down, and their big truck mashing us up and down. But at no point in time did I want the police to think that I was rowing them, because I can't row you. But I beg you and I implore, please, focus on us. And if you don't want to focus on us, think of it like this. Traffic interdiction, traffic management is one of the most effective tools used by the British government to manage crime. One of the most effective. They don't have to go into your pockets. They don't have to go into your house. They don't have to go into your bag. You're on the public roadways, and thus they have access to you. Anyway, that's what was on the streets. Here's what's in the news. Shaggy on stage at Bimini World Resorts. Sheryl Crow on stage at Atlantis. And Dexter Dapps on your Bluetooth speaker, buddy, because you ain't going to that concert. Anyway, I just want to say to the Ministry of Health and Wellness, please, on our behalf, on behalf of the people, don't do the people like that, man. Don't tell the people, like, if you could wake it down to 30 people, then it could wake. Also, I am almost certain I heard representatives from the Ministry of Health in the media say things like, we are seriously considering relaxing these restrictions, given the shift in the dynamic of the pandemic at this point in time. So Dexter Dapps, them could have thought that they was in, like Flynn, or like Sheryl Crow, or like Shaggy. They could have thought they were in. But again, dear PLP, careful not to repeat the mistakes of the FNM. It ain't the big things that destroy you. It's the little things like disregard for the treatment of citizens in the face of foreign direct investment. It's the little things. Anyway, also, last note before we go. The fourth person Jesus resurrected is the only son of a widowed man from Nain. That's Luke 7, 11 and 8 through 18. The fifth resurrection is when he caused life to enter again, the young daughter of Jairus. He was ruling the synagogue. See Mark 5, 35 and 38. Luke 8, 49 through 52. And Matthew 9, 23 through 26. And the seventh person the PLP resurrected is, well, on another note, I want to say congratulations to Bernard Evans, former president of the National Congress of Trade Unions of the Bahamas, as he will become the chief labor consultant negotiator for the government. For a second, I thought the job was named John Pinder, and you were just going to become another John Pinder, but I realized, no, the job is chief consultant negotiator for the government. Anyway, Bernard Evans, I kid. This is just a joke, because I'd have to say this. Bernard Evans has never been rude to me. He's never been nothing but nice and polite and professional with me. So, Bernard, I hope you enjoyed that little joke on your behalf this morning. Producer, is my guest on the phone line yet? Okay, Mr. Wong. I asked Mr. Wong, Kino Wong, chairman of the Neighborhood National Watch Council, to join us just for a moment to tell us about that event. When he gets on, we will let him in. Producer, let's just take one of these calls. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Still there? There's nothing. Let's go to that next call quickly. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. You got 30 seconds.
Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Good morning, Sparky.
Hello.
Good morning, Sparky.
Hello.
I can hear you. And I can hear me on the radio. Turn down the radio.
I can't hear you. I can hear you on my I can hear you on my TV, but I can't hear you on my phone.
Okay, you there now? All right, don't watch that. We're going to cut that Sparky call back. We're going to try and sort that out. But at least you know and I know I could hear you. You could hear me. I was trying to talk to you. Okay. Today, joining me in studio, and I'm going to, what time is it? We're not going to go to, is it time for a break, producer? Not time for a break yet. Good, good. I just need you all to know that I am full this morning. I had the pleasure of engaging a number of Bahamians on the road. It's always a pleasure. Trust me. And I promised them that I would not call their name or their license plate. But I just want to say to them and the Royal Bahamas Police, look here, Nassau Street and Bay Street, Nassau Street and Meaden Street, Cumberland and Blue Hill Road, and Shirley and Mackey. Now, these aren't just problematic intersections, but people almost run into us at each of these intersections this morning. Please pay attention to that. The next thing I want to say quickly before we transition, I thought it was only government work teams that required a 5-man observation unit on every work site. I was disappointed this morning to see that work culture has made its way into the private sector. So to that man who was rowing us for blowing our horn this morning while the 8 of them watched their colleague reverse into oncoming traffic, I am sorry that I upset you this morning here. I'm so sorry. My apologies. To the BPL truck that was parked on the sidewalk, I know y'all were having a rough day. That's why I ain't gonna call your license plate number on the radio. But please do better. Imagine the confidence you instill in consumers when they realize that if you don't know how to park your truck properly, you may not know how to install these lines properly. That moment of silence was on behalf of every person that has ever had to pay BPL anything in their life, and BEC. To imagine the people who remember paying BEC and now they're paying BPL too. A moment of silence. Anyway, producer, my guy isn't on the phone yet? Okay, no problem. To my callers, let's go to the caller. Let's see if Sparky called back. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock.
Hello.
Hi, Sparky.
Hello.
You can hear me?
Hello.
Man, Sparky, I'm going to suggest turning off the radio. I'm not a technical person, but that may work.
Hello.
He can't hear me. My apologies. Let's go to the next caller. Caller, you're on the clock. Good morning, caller. Oh, man. I apologize to my audience and to the callers. I don't know why we can't connect. But that means we have to move in to our next segment because I've got guests in studio. Today, joining me from the Bahamas Sexual Health and Rights Association are the President, Ms. Philodendron Russell, Vice President, Ms. Leah Forbes, and Denise M. Major, Director of Advocacy. Now, the Bahamas Sexual Health and Rights Association is a former Bahamas Family Planning Association. Absolutely. And today, we are talking about, I'm going to just steal this title, worry-free sex. That title, because the worriest free sex is when you don't have none. Listen, it's just, trust me, when you don't have none, you don't have to worry about it. But I am not an expert, but I brought in studio representatives from this organization to share with us some information about worry-free sex. In particular, how to avoid unwanted pregnancies and STIs. They're going to entertain my questions, and then they're going to, maybe we could get them to talk about some of the most common myths and mistakes and some of the most commonly asked questions. Not necessarily by your clients, because we know that there's confidentiality. We could talk about that briefly if you don't mind. But in your work, in your research, engaging with people inside the association, in office and out of office, what are some of the most commonly asked questions? So please introduce yourselves, and let's start off by telling us, that's how we pronounce it, right? Because every time I say that, I keep thinking of Basra, right?
But make
Bashra, not Basra. Yeah. See, but y'all both rescue people.
Yep. We save a lot of lives.
Trust that. Yes, you do. Anyway, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, good morning. Thank you so much, Aaron, for having us here on this morning. We're so appreciative of the opportunity to share a little bit about the Bahamas Sexual Health and Rights Association. And just before we get into speaking a little bit about our worry-free sex webinar, we wanted to share a little bit about the Bahamas Sexual Health and Rights Association.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the main things we wanted to share with you is that we're actually not as known to the general public as much as we should.
Yeah.
But we've been around for almost 40 years.
You are as old as me.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, and a little older that way.
Yeah.
I have to listen to you.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. Now, that's the association I mean.
Okay, good.
I'm still young. It's 40. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. So, yes, as I shared that, the organization was founded in about 1984 by Dr. Sandra Dean Patterson and the late Dr. Bernard Nottage and other sexual health and reproductive health advocates. The Bahamas Sexual Health and Rights Association is a nonprofit organization and a non-governmental organization that has provided family planning services in the Bahamas for, as I shared, almost 40 years. The Bahamas Family Planning Association has assisted the most vulnerable in our society with their most basic medical service needs by providing little to no cost to individuals as much as possible when it relates to sexual and reproductive health services.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what we've been doing in the community for almost 40 years now. Also, too, just to share a little bit about BASRA's commitment, we were, more than anything else, our commitment was to ensuring that all residents of the Bahamas have access to high-quality sexual and reproductive health services and education. This is the cornerstone of our work.
Now, let me make a note here. During the onset of the pandemic, the government made this decision that people didn't quite understand. The government said, listen, we're going to restrict people who can, or entities that can import PPE, masks, and things like that. Mm-hmm. And people were like, oh, are you trying to just send the money to your friends? But the premise of that move, like the root of it was to ensure that PPE were only coming from quality certified factories and companies to ensure that people weren't being sold unscrupulously or accidentally bad product.
Mm-hmm.
And so we could really appreciate, particularly with the types of products that you're providing people, you need to make sure that your contraceptives are not just certified, but of the highest quality because people are relying on you.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and not only contraceptives, but also to high quality education. Comprehensive sexuality education is so key. And this is what the organization has been focusing on for the past about 3 to even 5 years now. We have been engaging in providing workshops and seminars and information in regards to what people need to know about how to make informed and empowered decision when it comes to sexual and reproductive health.
So let me just stick a common myth right in there. I have heard men say on the radio and women endorse and say as well that you just know what to do and you just know how to have sex and how to engage a woman. You just know, and you don't have to talk about it. But that ain't no true, young people.
Uh-huh.
That ain't no true. You just don't just know,
no.
Right?
Even if you do just know, are you doing it correctly? So you may just be repeating the wrong thing consistently and producing things that you don't want to happen,
right,
such as the increase of HIV, STIs, and unplanned pregnancies.
Yeah, and I imagine Y'all don't have my granny or my auntie working there, eh? I don't come in and talk about nothing.
Well,
you could use them. She could tell me when she ain't there.
Yeah.
That's when I come in, right?
Who had more children than our grannies and aunties?
Chat.
There you go. Listen, guys, this is a perfectly placed break where we get more into what BASRA does. Listen, I'm not worried about the seminar as much as I worried about worry-free sex.
Yeah.
Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Because my number one tip as we go to the break is the best way to not worry is to not have sex.
Yeah.
Number one tip, people.
Yeah. But if you do.
But if you do, then that's what we're going to talk about.
Let's talk about when you do it.
So, and when you do. We're going to this break. When we come back, we're going to continue this conversation with BASRA. So stay tuned to 96.9 FM. You're on the clock. We'll be right back.
relationship banking. We take pride in getting to know our clients. You have access to knowledgeable, approachable ambassadors and financial coaches so that we can recommend you. At Fidelity, we care about you. From your financial health to your physical health, we can relate to you because we're just like you. Come and start your relationship banking experience with us today. Visit us online at fidelitygroup.com, visit any of our branches in Nassau or Grand Bahama, or phone 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 for Freeport. Like what you're hearing on the show? Want to support the conversation? Sponsor On the Clock today. Call Janet Lees at 302-2304. That's 302-2304. Be the Solution. Sponsor On the Clock of Erin Green, where she dissects, we discuss, and you decide.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You are on the clock with Erin Green. It's Wednesday, the 9th of February. Mark this in your calendar. I have Bashra, Bahamas Sexual Health and Rights Association. Okay. So, like, tell the people what is sexual health.
Okay, so kind of jumping in there. sexual health is an important part of having a fulfilling sex life. It includes and sexual well-being. So it includes vaginal and penile health. Also we have maybe hermaphrodites, intersex individuals.
Talk straight into the mic.
Oh, sorry. Okay, no intersex problem. Individuals as well. So vaginal, penile health, intersexual health. It includes the ability to choose one's sexuality, protecting yourself from STIs, choosing how, if, and when to conceive children, also having access to up-to-date and relevant sexual health education information and healthcare information.
Absolutely.
So usually when we talk about sexual health in our culture and our society, are they only talking about sex and condoms and stuff like that? Right. It's more to sexual health than the generic stuff that we talk about, just the act of having sex.
Right.
It's more than that.
And so for husbands who say, oh, my wife, she don't never want to have sex, or, you know, I am upset because I'm not sure she loved me anymore, the way she responds when I ask about sex. Well, her health, it may be a health issue.
Yeah. It can be a physical, mental, or emotional issue. And all of that falls under sexual health.
And it's not that she doesn't want to have sex. She is uncomfortable, whether physically, emotionally, or mentally, psychologically, when having sex. And so I want to say that to women as well, right, that this is also something that women should be conscious of. And we think that men can't be raped, right? Because if he's erect, then it means he's aroused.
Yeah.
That's not necessarily, well, that's true. That doesn't mean that he's given consent.
Correct.
And it doesn't mean that he has control over his own body at the time. So he may be erect and he may be responding the same way he does when he is aroused, but he did not give consent and you are forcing that state on him.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. And so these are important things to remember. They could be psychological.
Yes.
And I just want to say this quickly. I don't understand why we don't see this. It's very simple. Like, we could have been in the mood. We could have been on our way to the bedroom or to the act of intimacy. And then I walk past a picture of my Grammy in the hallway.
Right.
And I don't know what happened, man.
Yeah. That depression sets in.
Right. And I don't even know that it's depression.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't even know that, oh my God, look how much I'm missing my Grammy.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. Right. Grief. Right.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but we put pressure on people that say, but you was ready 2 minutes ago.
Yeah.
And it's like, but listen, a whole whirlwind, my whole life changed in those 2 minutes.
Exactly. Also to trauma. A lot of times trauma can really affect what happens in married couples. You know, past trauma that persons never really deal with.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they experience something and it's so traumatic. Just one little word. Like you say, on your way to the bedroom, the person says, oh, you know, red is my favorite color. And maybe they experience something where red was...
Was their abuser's favorite color.
It's all just gone. Yeah. All of a sudden, they don't want that intimacy anymore. It relates back to that past trauma.
Right, imagine red is the color of the car, the boy who...
was driving.
Driving that night. Mm-hmm. Something as simple as that. But y'all teach me, please. Y'all teach me. But I just thought that was important because recently we've heard lots of men talk about that sort of thing, right? But first of all, we hear a lot of men with the marital rape discussion talk about, that's my wife and she, and how could you talk about not having sex?
Mm-hmm. I think it's about the fact that we don't understand what rape means in general.
Right.
The act of taking something, if I say no, or if there's no consent, or if consent is removed, it's rape. Mm-hmm. It doesn't matter who the person is.
Yeah.
So before we can understand marital rape, we have to first understand what rape is.
Mm-hmm.
And like rape, when no is said or consent is withdrawn, then it's rape.
Boy, look here, we get toned this conversation down. The woman say, I'm having trouble connecting to the cloud. That means we ain't going to heaven. That's what that mean. Oh, boy. So some more common myths and mistakes that people... make things that people like. I know people think if I don't like him, I ain't gonna make no baby with him, right? If I know that if I only enter this, it's transactional.
Oh, because yes. I was or, transactional sex. I ain't like him, but I still having sex with him. So yes, and trans.
Right.
Our body don't see that. We don't care if you like the person according to your body and everything. The baby is going to be made if you do not protect yourself.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not on birth control, if you're not using condoms, if you're not on contraception, any form of contraceptives, a baby will come.
Yes.
Whether you like the person or not, the baby will come.
Yeah. I call it children cry, but yet they come. Now, do any of y'all know what that means?
No. I've heard it.
Go ahead.
Well, now... when man tell me it, right? And then I tell him what I think it means, he look, that's the magic of men. You just let them be mystical, right? But I think it means like, you know, children cry, but yeah, they come in. It's nothing you could do to stop that. That's the nature of the world.
Mm-hmm.
Children cry, but yet they come, right? But I think people think that they somehow could control that.
Yeah.
You know, but that's a big one. People think, because I don't love you, because we're not in a relationship, because I could pray it away. I don't want to have this baby with you. You could stop that, but it don't work that way.
We only had one night. It was only a couple of minutes. There ain't no baby happening. It only take one little... I forget who you on air. Sorry.
No, it takes... but technically, it takes one... we can call it one nodule, one one unit of sperm to make a baby. And that sperm could be... in what could be released pre-climax versus post or during climax. That's another myth I think people mistake. And I want to say this to parents right now.
See, I'm trying to find the PG way to say it.
Right.
And I'm struggling right now because I keep going on radio.
There's something that I'm 45. I know I grew up with this. And I think it's important for parents to talk about it with their children. But they're young men, particularly, so that they won't engage in the behavior. But with young women, so they'll understand what's happening when it's happening. And it's when young men insist that we will not advance to full intercourse.
Right.
We will have a restricted and measured degree of intimacy. And I will hold and discipline myself, and it will go no further than that. And I think it's important for parents to...
Yeah,
but
I have a young child. That's my son. That's my child right now.
Mm-hmm.
And so one thing that I teach him, he is only 9, but from he was able to go into school, grade 1, I started to teach him about consent. And not just consent in terms of your X-spots. You have X-spots. The person that's next to you has those too. You do not touch anyone's, and they do not touch yours.
Mm-hmm.
You are respectful. If someone tells you no, and even as simple as when they're going to play, If a young, if a child says, okay, do not get upset about it, find something else to do. Don't get angry. You have to teach your children that getting the word no is okay. Parents
removing that sense of entitlement.
Right. Removing the entitlement.
Yeah. And to teach, well, to tell parents as well, don't force your children to play. If they say, I don't want to play with that child, then interrogate it. That's your job. Find out why. Why? Yeah. Because children like to play. We don't know any children that don't like to play. So when a child doesn't want to play, that's an indicator that deeper inquiry is necessary. Right?
Absolutely. And as parents, just recognizing and respecting our children as humans. They have feelings. They are entitled to say, hey, no, I don't want to be around this person. No, I don't want this person to touch me. No, I don't want to interact with this person and respect that and encourage further conversation as to why.
As well as privacy. And a lot of parents do not believe that children have privacy.
This but is when, black parents around the world.
When your child goes into the bathroom, if as best as you can, I know some of us, as best as you can, give them their private time in the bathroom. Give them their space. Don't just walk inside, because guess what? If a stranger comes into the house and they walk inside of the bathroom with them, they'll think it's normal, because that's what we do at my house. Everybody comes into the bathroom. Everybody's in the bathroom at the same time. So all of these things are important.
And listen, if you're in a small, if you're in a small space, limited by the size, right? We get that. Ain't nobody judging nobody. Get one little rig, get one little setup, get a shower curtain, get one little rod, create a little shower, a little curtain for the bathroom area. Just do
a
thing.
As simple, though, as knocking. Hi, can I come in? Or saying, excuse me, or saying, hey, I'm coming. Announcing your presence. Not just barging into someone's personal space. Just announce your presence. Even if you don't have the shower curtain or doors or anything like that, just announce your presence. Hey, I'm coming in here.
Because... listen, I don't know if we get it. It's so important for young people's health. They are defecating. They having a bowel movement. They deserve peace and comfort the same way you, an adult, deserve peace and comfort in that part of your day, that part of your life.
And to circle back on, when we were sharing about, we were actually talking about family planning in regards to persons deciding when and how they choose to have children. And a number of people, I hope, everyone is aware of this, but everybody actually practices family planning, whether it's done correctly or not. Because some people choose, you know what, I think it's time for me to have a baby. Not having a conversation with their partner, but they just choose to do so. You know, and things of that nature. So it's about not only understanding like when you would want to have a baby or the reasons. You see how people, persons are sharing about transactional and then things happen and stuff like that. It's about making sure, prepare yourself in regards to having the conversation with partners when and when and all the other things and elements in between so that you are ready to actually have a child. Because see, some people is just take it so lightly having children, but it's a lifetime commitment and financial investment.
Not until the child is 18.
You know?
It's a lifetime commitment.
In fact, one way to avoid unwanted pregnancies, right, is to go to the Ministry of Finance, where they keep all the information to tell you how much it costs to live in the Bahamas.
Right? But we overlook that, though, because we are unaware, is either if it's by choice or lack of access or lack of information. We bypass all of that. We know it's expensive.
We got to find you guys.
And even if it is expensive, I don't negate that at all. However, what people don't understand is, even though, let's say you're a millionaire, you see millionaires with tangerine. The most they have is two. The reason being is because it's more to growing up a child than just financial. You have to, you're growing up a human being. So this isn't, money don't solve all the problems. You have to be there. You have to be present. So it's a number of elements, really major elements that we have to consider when we talk about family planning and having a child.
Absolutely. How to avoid unwanted pregnancies? The bank don't give loans for pregnancies. Do they, women with children, do they?
No, they don't.
Okay, yeah. Strike that
off.
And
I think if you, what, $150?
Life worth is $400.
$400.
And that's it.
That's it.
One time, that's all?
One
for each child. So each live birth is $400. You know, last time I checked, my baby 13.
Oh, that's why I'm trying to figure out what it costs.
$400 live birth, I think.
Yeah.
That's it.
I don't even, do they even double it if you have twins? I don't even know if
I don't
do
think
that.
So.
I think it's just
like per, per birth.
I no, think my they should had twins the not other day. And some things aren't double. I think it's NIB double.
Mm-hmm. We need an NIB for next conversation, an NIB representative, because that's an important question.
This, the third thing is remember this. How to avoid unwanted pregnancy. Remember this. Despite what we say about be fruitful and multiply, mm-hmm. and despite that the good Lord tell us children cry, but yet they come, these people don't really care about you and your children.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Well, when I say that, what I mean is you do have organizations and institutions that are focused on ensuring the services that parents need and children need available, mm-hmm. that access to information, right, is yeah, available. Right. But if the bank ain't got no loan for children, right, if things just cost too much money, and mm-hmm. so let that be your guide.
Yes.
When you're deciding how you gonna have sex. Yeah. You hear that music? I was just gonna tell you all my personal tip for avoiding unwanted pregnancies. But we're gonna go to this break, and when we come back from the break, you guys are gonna tell us more about what we will learn from any seminar we go to at Bajra. And maybe let's talk a little bit more about consent, because I think rooted there is where we prepare ourselves to avoid unwanted pregnancies. Thank you, producer. You're tuned into Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Erin Green. We'll be right back.
Throughout our lifetime, we must all make decisions. No matter how we choose, the right one just needs to be made. Like having J.S. Johnson Insurance Agents and Brokers as your insurance partner. We've been serving the Bahamas for over 100 years. Whether you need home, motor, marine, or commercial insurance, make the right decision. Call 397-2100 or visit jsjohnson.com.
J.S. Johnson Insurance.
Girl, Junior just showed me Bulla Boy in his phone.
What you mean? He take picture of that good for nothing boy?
Shh, you don't want Bulla hair, you say that. You know she always say that's my good child.
So what he doing in Junior phone?
Oh, he there because the police looking for him. He on that wanted list.
Wanted persons in your phone now?
Yes, child. And when police won't find anybody quick, after something happened, they can send picture direct to your phone. Go to Google Play or App Store and search for Crack Crime Bahamas, then pick install and it will go straight to your phone.
There is also a section on missing persons.
Yes, this app so police can tell us right away when these people go missing. Just like an alert system.
Yes, it has numbers for Crime Stoppers Bahamas so you can call and nobody knows you. Call directly to Miami and give the information without giving your name or anything about you. I tried it the other day, and when I hear Junior and his boys talking about where they hide those guns, I walk quick round the corner and call that number.
Call 328-8477 from Nassau or 242-300-8477 from the Family Islands.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. I want to apologize to my callers and to my audience. It seems as if we're having a problem with the text line. Other than that, Jesus is trying to save you from getting yourself in trouble calling the show today. But we're having an adult conversation, a public conversation about safe sexual health practices, right? And safe sex, worry-free sex. And so I said I would give you all my tips to how to avoid unwanted pregnancies. Well, first of all, I date women, so it's sort of easy to, in that sense, two women are not making a baby together without a lab, right? And that is noted. They're women. You cannot do it without the intersection of some form of man. Mm-hmm. That's all, right? But I would engage the potential partner, and I'd look at them and I'd say, listen, before we go any further, I got to ask you a question. Are you looking for sexual, physical, or emotional intimacy, right? And the way that the person responded to the question was my indicator. The look that came over their face when they were realizing what the question was, that was the first indicator to me whether I was going to go any further with this person. Sometimes one person look at me and ask me, what am I talking about with expletives? Miss, what you mean? And I was like, don't watch nothing. Yeah. The question wasn't for you.
You don't understand.
Right. But I found that was a great way. Now, not pregnancies, but in terms of...
Relationship.
relationships. Vetting
a quality partner. Right. A qualifiable partner.
But in terms of, if you can if you don't understand that question, or if you are so uncomfortable by it, you can no longer continue talking or engaging. To me, that means I don't know if I could trust you when it comes to issues of contraceptives and protecting yourself, being honest with me about other engagements with other people or with them about what you doing. And all of that in that first question, it's not to say that I know to shut this down right now. Right. I get a real-time response, and I know this is unsafe. Mm-hmm. You may be a nice person. Mm-hmm. I may be attracted to you. But this is a dangerous situation.
Yes. But Aaron, see, that's a part of the problem also, though. We don't talk in these relationships.
Yes.
We get all caught up in the emotion and the passion mm-hmm. and the lust of it all. We could talk about this afterwards. Like, mm-hmm. we done do the do several times, and we have a fear of pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And then we have the topic or have the conversation. We don't have these conversations in the beginning mm-hmm. when they should be had.
That's the next thing. Personal, and I advise it to everybody. When you are in the heat of the moment, walk in, just the energy pushing you to the next spot, right? Start talking about something.
Talk about babies.
Start talking about something, right? Because if they look at you and like, why are you talking, man? You turning me off. Then you know that this ain't.
Yeah,
well, not
yeah.
just that. This isn't the right person.
Right. Yeah.
This isn't the right person. This ain't the right time. Mm-hmm. You could stop right now, right? Because mm-hmm. if we were really in the mood, this talking would just propel us further. Right. You'd be like, baby, talk about them babies.
Right.
I never thought I was so excited to think about it. Let's go, right? But you wouldn't get uncomfortable, so uncomfortable that you need to shut it down.
Yeah.
And these are things that, not for young people, because young people, y'all shouldn't be having sex. That's that budgeting part. When you realize how much it costs to raise a baby. It's like you're going gambling.
Yeah, yeah.
Like you're going to the casino gambling with your daddy car and the house you're living.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you ain't even supposed to be in the gambling house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. When we have the conversations with the young people, we lay that out with them. Again, it's not just us going and talking about sex.
Mm-hmm.
Are you to take care of this child mm-hmm. if a pregnancy were to happen? What would your response be if you do get a mm-hmm. STI or any type of disease? Even emotionally, suppose this person says today, you had sex today and tomorrow they don't want to be with you anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Are you prepared to handle all of these things that come with the responsibility of having sex?
Right. Mm-hmm. And are you ready? And this
as
is
adults
it.
Too, are we?
Oh, yeah. mm-hmm.
I think the number one way to avoid unwanted pregnancies is ask yourself in the moment, am I prepared to change my life forever?
Yeah.
Nothing will ever be the same.
No,
I can never buy one chicken in the bag.
No.
I can never get one cup or one soda. Mm-hmm. I can never go on vacation by myself.
Mm-hmm.
I can never do, I don't go to Miami, only broke people mm-hmm. just go there, I go to Florida. You can't do none of that ever
and if
again.
If you think you can, you're not ready for a child. You're not ready to be mm-hmm. enough. To get pregnant.
Right.
If you think you can do all of these things with a child without giving that a second thought, like, okay, my life ain't gonna change no way.
Please, I beg of people to really start vetting partners better, you know, in reference to making sure that they are a qualifiable partner in reference to what you would want. Because even if you could take care of a child by yourself financially, having a baby mama or baby daddy drama ain't no joke.
Nobody.
Not for the rest of your life. My mommy is still doing baby mama drama, and my sister 42.
Look here. Let's take this call dead quick, and then I'm going to tell you all my 15th tip about that. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. Good morning, caller. Oh, man. I thought I heard something, but we don't have anything there. So this is my tip. When you are interested in someone and you think that this may become sexually intimate, right, as they move from physical to emotional to sexual, listen, go meet their parents.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go meet their people. Go meet
friends.
Who they live with,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah.
First of all, you're going to get a sense of who they are,
mm-hmm.
right?
Their values are.
And it's not about class, you know, because I was, like, for 35 seconds, I was dating. 5 seconds.
Yeah.
And his mama look at me and his mama say, look here, you's a nice girl. You don't need to be dating my son here.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
She lied. She look at me. Yeah. She say, you's a nice girl. You, and it wasn't that he was a horrible guy. It's just that I didn't know what he was into.
Exactly.
And she let me know right away, right? And so if I had had a child with him, that part would have been fine, right? Because the mother was honest, and I know I could bring that baby to the mother.
Yeah.
And we would have had that relationship. Mm-hmm. But she let me know up front, miss, don't waste your heart on this.
That's a struggle. Yeah.
We need more honest parents.
Exactly. Yeah.
Stay away from my daughter, stay away from my son.
A lot of parents cloak their children, boys and girls. Yeah. They know that they're not doing what they're supposed to. And when their partner has a child, they just take the child on.
Yeah.
They completely leave their children to be exonerated of the responsibility of taking care of children.
And so part of that, like, we're not getting mad at grandparents per se, right? Because the grandparents saying, look here, first of all, buddy, I can't control your life.
Exactly.
Right.
But this little thing here, we're going to take care of this, right? That's a part of it. And it's not that they cloak and they're just like, I don't have any energy for you, boss.
Yeah.
You grown and the little children need us, right? Yeah. That's a part of it. But also, you need to know, when as a woman, when you become pregnant and your hormones begin to shift and you are emotionally unsteady and unstable at times, right? Because of a hormonal imbalance or shifting, that when you get mad at him and you tell him, boss, come from, in fact, leave the whole country. When you tell him, buddy, I need you to leave the whole country for 10 hours, right? But you could go to his parents. And they understand you upset, and you all have a good working relationship. Because we understand the pregnant woman, biologically, you can't stand to look at this boy for half of the pregnancy.
Yeah.
But a good relationship with the parents, right?
And have to mediate.
And the father, the biological father, same way, get to know her people so you all could communicate like that.
I think that's a good part, too. Like back in the day, because our parents, my grandmother had 15 children.
Uh-huh.
And she had the support, and they helped take care of each other as they grew up. Mm-hmm. The reality is the Bahamas is no longer like that today. Mm-hmm. Children who can't turn to their parents, much less anyone else for support. Mm-hmm. So you have to think about all these things when you're thinking about bringing a child into the world.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
What support is there for you?
Yeah. And as a member of the community, as an elder, as an ancestor, somebody looking out, be easier with these young people. That point Denise made is so important. The dynamics that were available to you, the resources that were available to you, older Bahamians, when you were a single mother, when this thing happened to you, the people them help you hide it, they take care of the child so you could wake. I want to say good morning to Joycelyn Frazier. That's a woman, my housekeeper, she raised me, and she just gone on to raise people to make sure that they could go to work and take, so they could find a means to take care of the children. And she made herself available to take care of the children in the meantime, right? Those of us that had those blessings got to try and figure out a way to provide
that blessing to
somebody
else
on top of that, right?
Yeah.
Because that's why that's a part of why we can't have the children, because we don't have the support.
And not only we don't have the support, we have to, as parents, to start taking it more seriously about teaching our children about sexual and reproductive. Every stage that you could share with your child, so that when they have sex, not if, because Bahamians like to pretend like this thing never happened to my child, or I just not talk about it, and then hopefully it don't happen when they have sex. So that they could be equipped with the information and make decisions that are informed on whether they don't want to or they do want to. They need to know about consent.
Yes.
They need to know about condoms. They need to know about...
Even
about
if they're asexual.
Exactly.
Even if they come and say to you, look here, right now, daddy, I don't even think I want... I don't even... Boo, why? Right? You still got
to
make sure that they
know the information.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Because Bahamians have this thing about us... Bahamians have this thing where we don't want to talk about sex, period. Mm-hmm. Education, some people don't even want it in the schools. However, we have to have these conversations in order that we protect our children.
Give you contact information.
Yes, you can find us on Facebook and on IG, mybazra.org, and our WhatsApp contact is 805-5043. That's mybazra, B-A-S-H-R-A, org,
and 5043 for any workshops, webinars, and seminars as it relates to sexual and reproductive health. We're here to help.
Absolutely. And on the Domestic Violence Symposium hosted by the National Neighborhood Watch Council tonight and last night, the Zoom meeting ID is 8236983369, password NNWC2022. You can find that information on their Facebook page, National Neighborhood Watch Council. Parents, teach your children appropriate, age-appropriate language. Because when that boy come to your child talking about, let me touch your cookie, let me touch your branch, and the child says, do you mean my vagina or my penis?
That's right.
You're in trouble, sir. They're going to stun that boy. Prepare your children. Give them the tools they need to navigate this world. Thank you, reps from Bajra. Have a great day. Hope to have you guys back soon from some public radio appropriate conversation about the things we need to know. Good stuff.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Producer, send us out of here. Stay tuned for Levon Miller, though. He's up next.